Om Shanti. We are very fortunate that today this evening we have with us our senior most brother Atam Prakash Bhaiji. We extend him a hearty welcome by clapping our hands. Till 6:30 he will be here to give us class on the topic serving through the mind, and then 6:30 to 7 o'clock he will conduct meditation, and then from 7 p.m. onwards Dadi Janki will be with us for giving class and conducting meditation. So let us listen to Atam Bhai. I think all of you know him very well. Do you need the introduction? Atam Bhai is the one brother of this campus who has been here since last 40 years, and he is looking after the Toli kitchen. He, in all the three complexes, we have the Toli kitchen and he looks after that. And he travels India and abroad to give Baba's message to each and everyone. He is the headquarter coordinator for our youth wing, and he gives many classes on yoga and knowledge both. So now we listen to him on the topic how to serve through mind.
Shanti. Serving through the mind. Baba has said, now you should keep on doing service through the mind. Whenever you are getting time for a few minutes, just keep on doing service to the mind. Because nowadays in this world, problems are increasing all over. That is why the people are in need of peace and power. And this is a golden chance for we children. Golden chance for receiving the blessings from many souls. Our dadis, they are doing service through the mind. And they are getting positively success. But when we are doing service to the mind, we have some sort of doubt sometimes in the corner of our mind. I am doing service to the mind, but I don't know how I can get success or not. Why such doubt is coming in our mind? Because the instrument for service to the mind is not so powerful. But the important aspect is that our dadis, how they got this instrument. What what sort of efforts they have done. Since the beginning of yajna, our dadis, they work very hard. Through the actions, they have done a lot of service of yajna. Through the actions, they receive lots of blessings. By the result of that, their words become powerful. And through the words, they have done lots of service and they receive lots of blessings. And after that, their mind become powerful. So, now they are doing unlimited service. We must follow this pattern also. First of all, we must work hard physically. My body is now okay. Use body and do lots of service through the actions of this yajna. And receive lots of blessings from many souls. By the result of that, you would experience the power in your words. Do a lot of service through the words. Keep on donating jewels of knowledge. Then automatically your mind become powerful. And if you really would like to get this instrument of serving through the mind, your stage of purity, thought level purity must be good, and your yoga also must be powerful. These two aspects are very important in this service. Very good stage of purity and very good stage of yoga. Why this is important? Because through the medium of pure and powerful thoughts, you can send the vibrations of peace and powers to any part of the world, to any soul. My thought must be pure and must be powerful. Then only I will get success in this service. And for that, I would like to suggest 5 aspects. If you work sincerely on these 5 aspects, then automatically you would be able to do service to the mind. First aspect. We must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. Because each and every soul have lots of powers within the self. Lots of potential within the self. We must bring out that potential. We must bring out that powers. And self-respect is helping us in this aspect a lot. If you maintain self-respect in all the situation throughout the day, automatically the powers which are dormant in our stage, we can awaken that powers and we can develop our personality. This is a secret behind it. As much we are maintaining very good self-respect, our self-confidence and our courage in increasing gradually and gradually. Second aspect. For doing service through the mind, our thought level purity must be very good. Complete purity means none but one in my mind. Only and only my sweetest father must be in my mind. That is the sign of complete purity. And very special yukti for maintaining such type of the elevated stage of purity is brotherhood vision. I am a pure soul, and whoever is coming in front of me also a pure soul. We are the children of one and same Father. Automatically, you would be able to maintain elevated stage of purity. And second yukti, my father Shiv Baba is the ocean of purity. My mother Brahma Baba is master ocean of purity. And I am mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. That is why my birth is also through purity. That is why I am a pure child. If you maintain such type of the elevated attitude, automatically the stage of purity will be very good. And third yukti is always keep on practicing that I am the incarnation of purity. Ocean of purity Baba has sent me on this earth for what? For spreading the fragrance of purity in this universe. That is my task. Then you can maintain very good stage of purity. Third aspect. My yoga must be improving and improving. Baba has said that the time of practicing ordinary yoga is already over. Now this is the time of experiencing volcanic yoga. Really volcanic yoga. This is the need of this time. Why? Because we have to finish the account of our sins on one hand, and on the other hand we want to receive lots of powers from Baba. This can be possible when we would have powerful yoga. That is why either in morning or in evening yoga, we must have volcanic yoga, powerful yoga. There are two objects of practicing yoga. Why we are doing yoga? There are two objects of practicing yoga. One object is filling our heart with true godly love through yoga. My heart must be full with true godly love. And second object of practicing yoga is charging the soul battery. Why we are here? We came to Baba for charging the battery of a soul. We are charging battery for a long time. Since long time, but still the battery is not charging fully. Why such a long time is required for charging this battery of the soul? You can recharge the battery of mobile within 1 or 2 hours. And I am charging this soul battery since long time. Why so much time is required for charging battery of a soul? On one hand we are receiving some power, and on the other hand we are using also. There is no saving. Until the saving of powers will not increase, the energy level will not increase. That is why we must keep on checking the three things. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? My earning must be maximum through yoga, powerful yoga. My spending must be minimum. By the result of that, my saving would be lot. This is the time of saving energy. By having powerful yoga, we must keep on collecting powers from the ocean of power, Brahma. And that is why Baba has said that at least remember me 8 hours out of 24 hours. At least remember me while sitting and while moving around, while walking around, while performing your action. At least remember me 8 hours. Because whatever the powers we are receiving from Baba, within that 8 hours, we need lots of powers for our self-maintenance. Saving of energy is starting when we are having more than 8 hours yoga. That is, we must have determination that I really would like to have very good yoga throughout the day. I would like to increase the quality of yoga and quantity of yoga. Quality means having powerful yoga. Quantity means having long time that experience. There must be horizontal progress as well as vertical progress in yoga. And fourth aspect, for doing service to the mind, we must keep on maintaining angelic stage. Last year Baba has said that anyhow, just emerge your samskaras of angelic stage. Every cycle we experience that angelic stage. That is why we must keep on emerging the samskaras of an angelic stage. When we would experience that type of the stage, angelic stage, then only Baba will give us that chance of unlimited service. And mainly there are two special qualities of angels. First quality, angel means having the dress of divine light, instead of physical body, having the dress of divine light. Experiencing, I, the soul, is having the dress of divine light. While moving around, we must experience that type of the stage. When Brahma Baba was moving around here in Madhuban, and whoever was looking at Baba, everybody was experiencing Baba as an angel. What was the secret of that angelic stage? Because in bodily house of Baba, the light of the soul consciousness was always on. That is why Baba was experiencing always the body of divine light. And second quality of an angel is having all relationship only God. Having all relationship with only God. We must keep on sharing our love, true-hearted love, with only and only with Baba. By experiencing different relationship with Baba. And we must experience Baba is my whole world. Baba is my whole world. Baba become the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father. That type of the powerful stage of yoga we must keep on experiencing. Angel means detached from this physical world and flying always in an angelic world and having all relationship with God. And fifth aspect is for doing service to the mind, we must not have negative thoughts for any soul. For not a single soul also. If we would have positive attitude for 99 souls and not for one soul, the one who is criticizing me, defaming me, insulting me, whatever it may be, I may not able to do service to the mind. I may not able to do such type of the unlimited service. Because whenever I am having negative thoughts for somebody, that is the leakage of energy. That is a leakage of energy. For that particular person, time to time we may have waste thoughts or negative thoughts. Through that thoughts we are losing so much energy. And because of that, there won't be collection of powers. The treasure of powers will not increase. That is why I must keep on changing the glass of negativity. I must keep on wearing the glass of positivity. Just keep on saying in each and every soul positivity. Every soul have lots of beauty, very good qualities. Keep on observing their positive qualities. Having positive thoughts for every soul is a sign of complete purity. Having positive thoughts for everybody is the sign of complete purity. I would like to receive that certificate from Baba. That is why just maintain generous heart, big heart, merciful heart, and maintain positive attitude for each and every soul. That is the beauty of this Brahmin life. There are three methods of doing service through the mind. First method. See, whenever we are doing service through the mind, our intellect must be linked with the source, Baba, in all these three methods. That is the first condition. My intellect must be linked with the source of energy, source of powers, Baba. The first method is maintain the connection, link with the Baba, Son of Knowledge, Baba, and experience the stage of Master Son of Knowledge and keep on spreading light and might through your powerful aura. Wherever you are going, your aura will be active. Others can experience that aura, that vibrations from your powerful aura. I am having connection with the source Baba, and wherever I am moving around or going around, I am just spreading the fragrance of spirituality through my powerful aura. That is service to the mind in this physical world. For instance, if now, just now, Dadi Janaki ji will enter in this hall, all of the sudden atmosphere will change. Why? The moment she enters, her aura will start working. And we could experience the result of that aura. Every soul there are having their unique aura. That is why we must keep on developing this aura by having powerful yoga stage. But purposely we must have that awareness that I am having link with Baba, connection with Baba, and I am spreading the fragrance of spirituality, vibrations of pure spirituality in this atmosphere. You must have that awareness. Second method of doing service to the mind, through the angelic stage. The government always are having army, Laukik army, police force. In the same way, Almighty government have the spiritual army of angels. Almighty government has the spiritual army of an angels. Whenever and wherever there is a problem, the angels are flying through their flying stage and helping the humanity, giving salvations to the human beings and receive blessings from many souls. Keep on flying on the world globe, maintain link with Baba on one hand, connection with Baba on one hand, keep on receiving vibrations of peace and power from Baba, and on the other hand, keep on donating that vibrations to the entirely worldly souls with generous heart. And whatever the souls will receive benefit from through you, then automatically they will give blessings in return. And you could feel that happiness of receiving blessings. This is our true income in this confluence age. The treasure of blessings is our true income in this confluence age. we must keep on increasing this treasure of blessings more and more. This is the time of earning income. Throughout the cycle, only once we are getting this golden chance. And service through the mind means worldwide business, wholesale business. Serving through the actions and through the words is a retail business. But service through the mind is wholesale business, worldwide business. We can receive lots of blessings. And third method of serving through the mind is world benefactor stage. We must sit in Paramdham beside Baba. Baba is son of knowledge. I am powerful soul. The soul is receiving the shower of power from Baba on one hand and directing that shower of powers, shower of peace on the world globe. I am showering the entire world globe with the shower of peace and shower of powers. Baba has said that without spending a single penny, I want to make you king of king. How that can be possible? Without spending any penny, I want to make you king of king. Baba has said, don't do anything, just sit beside me in Paramdham. Sit on the bank of ocean of peace, ocean of powers. Keep on receiving that vibrations from me and keep on donating that vibrations, the treasures of peace and powers to the entire worldly soul. And this quality of donation, the quality of donor will give you the throne of king in golden age automatically. Now next aspect. How we can use this instrument of serving through the mind? When and how we can use this service to the mind instrument? I would like to share one instrument, one evidence, very practical evidence. If you really would like to invite any VIPs for Baba's service, you can use this instrument of serving through the mind. In 1983, there was the inauguration ceremony of this Om Shanti Bhavan. And our senior brothers and Dadi Janakiji and Dadi Prakash Maniji, they decide to invite the General Secretary of UNO America, Dr. Robert Mueller. He refused that. Sorry, I don't have time. I may not able to visit your conference. Okay, doesn't matter. Dadi Janakiji sat in her room and for short time she was receiving light and might from Baba and was reflecting on him. She did this experiment for 1 or 2 hours, and the result of that, next day we got his message, okay, I would like to attend your conference, I am coming, and he was here. See the magic of this experiment. See the result of this experiment. He was here. Second evidence I would like to share. In 1972, there was a first huge spiritual fair in Delhi on Ram Lila ground. Our half fair was already constructed, and we got the notice from Indira Gandhi, Prime Minister, former Prime Minister of India. Okay, please move your fairs from this ground to another ground. We would like to maintain the ceremony of welcome ceremony of President of Russia. Please transfer your fair from this ground to another ground. Because in those days, the President of Russia was giving lots of wheat to the India. Dadi Prakash Mani says, stop work now. Whole night do the experiment of yoga on the government. She sent message to all the centers of Delhi. Whole night practice this yoga experiment. And we did that. And next day we got the message, we got the notice from the Prime Minister of India. Okay, carry on, go ahead. We will do that ceremony, welcome ceremony on another ground. See? At that time, Indira Gandhi sent some CID inspectors to that ground. Look, what is there? What is the position of the fair? There was an opening model of Durga, Goddess Durga. Oh, this opening model, we cannot move this. The fair was already constructed, half constructed, and when the CID inspector gave message to the Prime Minister, she changed her mind. Okay, go ahead. I mean to say, we can change the mind of any soul through yoga power. We can finish that any obstacle, whatever the obstacle is coming in Baba's service, we can finish that obstacle through the serving mind. And in fact, Baba is searching some yogi souls now. One huge task is already left. Unlimited service of transforming these five elements, this huge task is already left. And Baba is searching for this unlimited service, some yogi souls, some yogi children. And there is a golden chance for doing this unlimited service. And if you would have really powerful yoga stage and purity stage, then we can participate in this unlimited service and we can receive lots of blessings from directly from Baba. We can win Baba's heart. We can receive directly blessings from Baba. There is a golden chance. Just keep on showering this whole entire globe with the shower of purity, power of purity. The automatically impurity will diminish, this impurity will destroy, and the five elements will purify. And those will participate in this unlimited service through the mind, they will not get any sort of sickness of mind throughout the cycle. They would have healthy and wealthy mind throughout the cycle. those souls are doing service to the mind. They are getting that special gift from Baba. That is why we must keep on doing service to the mind. In last season, Baba has said that if you are getting 2 minutes time, 5 minutes time, keep on practicing this service. Keep on doing this service. Why? As much frequently we will do this service, we will get the authority, confidence, command and perfection in this service. As much we will do this service, our confidence will increase, authority will increase, command will increase and perfection also will increase. One day Dadi Janakiji was giving sakas to the Pakistan. And next day in Murli, Baba described that. Baba has said, today Dadi Janakiji was giving sakas to the Pakistan, land of Pakistan, souls of Pakistan. See? This is the result of our senior Dadis. They have such a powerful instrument of service to the mind. That is why, according to the time, we must keep on receiving this instrument of serving to the mind. And Baba has said that now there is an opportunity to do service through the words and action. Don't lose that opportunity. Because after some times, if you want to do service through the words and service through the actions, you will not able to do that. Situation will like that. But while doing service through the words and service through the actions, we must keep on receiving this instrument of unlimited service simultaneously. This is important aspect. Okay? Clear? Because people, they would be in need of peace and power, especially peace and power. In 85 there was a huge earthquake in Mexico. 150,000 souls, persons left body in that earthquake. And in those days Mohini Behn of Madhuban was offering bhog to Baba on Thursday. And Baba has shown her horrible scene in subtle world. On one mountain, there was a huge gathering of the persons, those have left body in that earthquake. They were shouting, we want peace, we want power, we want peace, we want power. And on another mountain, Baba immersed the gathering of BK children, Baba's BK children. And Baba has said to this gathering, okay, now improve your yoga, powerful, maintain powerful stage, and then help these souls. Give them power, peace. Because number of such type of the untimely death will increase gradually and gradually. You should keep on donating peace. That is your task, that is your responsibility. Understand? Because we know the source of peace and we know the method of receiving peace. That's why that is our responsibility to donate peace to the many souls. Om Shanti. Thank you.
दुख ते हो तू Thank you.